Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Tuesday morning edition. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my Salem Media Group Tampa flagship station and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America as well as across the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. To the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers, janitors, the mechanics, maintenance, construction workers, bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, along with the roughnecks working on the oil rigs and those bridge tenders keeping the waterways moving. Thanks for all that you do. Now, don't forget to check us out on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, on Twitter, at Captain's America, and also our all-new website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Now, back to hour number two, and here's Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You want to say to pledge hour number two?
Absolutely.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Now, first of all, the update on those people that are in harm's way at that fire there that need to be rescued.
Well, yes, Captain, we've been monitoring this, and unfortunately we don't have any updates in terms of any major changes. What we do know at this hour is that more than 60 hikers and campers, they're trapped near the Lake Edison and China Peak areas. This is near Fresno. That's because of the creek fire and the dense smoke that's in the area. Earlier, military pilots tried to fly helicopters in to rescue the people, but the smoke was too thick, and they were unsuccessful in trying to land. However, they are going to make, we understand, another rescue attempt likely later on this morning on Tuesday when the light comes up in the area. Presumably, they will be able to see better if the smoke is dissipated at all, but they are definitely still trapped right now, the people that are there, and we're monitoring this situation. We understand, according to one of the reports, that someone has reported to have died among those who are trapped, but we don't have any details of the nature of how that happened.
Now, we talked last hour about Lion Biden. I still have another chapter to the puzzle I might use in a second here. But there was something else that we didn't hear anything about last week. The Serbian and Kosovo agreement, the Breakthrough Economic Accord. Did you hear about that?
I remember hearing a little bit about that. That's right.
Well, the media all but ignored the immense significance of this Kosovo-Serbia agreement, that two countries whose entire nature has been to fight each other now has required tens of thousands of Americans over the last couple of decades to spend years away from their families to prevent the savage killing that was going on there, and now we have a trade agreement between those two countries.
Well, yes, that's right. And even the president himself said that it was truly historic for this to take place. And so again, these are the kinds of things that if it was simply being reported in the mainstream media, all things being equal, considered, it would put President Trump into the forefront in people's minds generally as a president who's not only being successful on the home front with jobs and the economy, but also operating foreign policy and actually getting really big accomplishments like number one, getting the peace accord with the United Arab Emirates and help to brokering that with Israel. And then this one as well, evidently I think there has something to do with Israel on this as well, in order to try to get some more recognition of Israel out of this deal as well. So, a lot going on.
Now, I'm going to throw out another Lion Biden fact here just for the heck of it because I can. Lion Biden yesterday said, I'll keep workers safe. I'll use the full Defense Protection Act to get every worker job site school in our country and the PPE and the testing they need. He said, I argued I was one of the first ones to argue that he invoked the act. He took so long to do it. Well, Mr. Joe Biden, Lion Biden, is lying again because when he started talking about it and the president needed to invoke the Defense Protection Act, he already had.
And again, these are the things that, I don't know if they sit around at a table, and come up with these things, and they simply say to themselves, just go out and say this, and we'll pretend as though this isn't happening, but it'll sound really good. It'll give you that righteous anger.
To the people that don't know the fact, okay, that didn't pay attention to this. And again, here they are. These are the Democratic fact checkers, the Washington Post fact checker. The earliest we can find that Lion Biden called, and I'm using that word, Lion Biden called for invoking the DPA was March 18th in a news release. Biden's statements came after President Trump already invoked the DPA. PolitiFact says Biden was far from the first official to call for the use of the Defense Protection Act. A full 18 days before Biden made his first public comment on the act, Trump Health and Human Secretary, Services Secretary, had publicly floated the idea, and Trump made it official the same day that Biden made his remarks. We rate the statement as false by Joe Biden. And then the Associated Press. Biden's call came the same day Trump signed an order to use the authority under the act to make it active. So, lying Biden, lie it again.
He sure did. Yep.
This is fun. This is fun, and it's
fun
so easy. And it's so easy to prove using the Democratic fact checkers, no doubt. All right, hold that thought, folks. We'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch as we have got lots more coming your way.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
With a MECTAC carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MECTAC is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MECTAC is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. And like I say, I saw Mr. Mike yesterday. He was on vacation. He's coming back today. You'll hear him live and in living color on many of these same stations. By the way, this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends at Auto Glass America. And in the times that we're living in right now, somebody needs to give you a break. Now, with Florida Comprehensive Insurance, Auto Glass America will give you a guaranteed $100 cash with your windshield replacement when you tell them I sent you. Now, they handle the insurance claim. They come to your home or your office to do the job. You get a lifetime warranty and $100 cash back at the time of the service. So, Tampa, Sarasota, Orlando, Fort Myers, Lakeland, and other surrounding areas, they're ready to take care of that windshield replacement for you today. Just give them a call at 813-96-GLASS. That's 813-96-GLASS. And tell them the captain sent you for that $100 cash today. And Kyle, what do they like to say?
Auto Glass America.
How about that? Right on cue. All right. Now, we got to talk about Georgia because we got an upcoming special election going on here for the appointed Senator Kelly Loeffler and Doug Collins, who's running against her. And all I can say to that one is go, Doug, go.
Right. Well, yeah, we'll see.
I think he'd make a great senator if he can get in there because... and she owns, let's see, she owns a women's basketball team, is that correct?
Yeah, she's a part owner of the team, yes.
All right, well, she's co-sponsoring a bill to withhold federal funds to areas, cities, that are not charging the rioters and just merely letting them go.
Yeah, this is real interesting, because basically I think the bill is talking about the idea that if they fail to prosecute, basically, then yes, then I think the feds can either step in or they start having these kinds of penalties for them, basically.
Well, they'll lose their federal funds. Now, the other thing is, we've heard a lot of conversations about the FBI and the FISA warrants and all that stuff. Well, yesterday, another federal judge voiced his opinion. He said that the FBI regularly violated the rules to obtain FISA warrants with widespread violations, and that those violations may still be continuing.
Well, right. I think they basically uncovered that there were improper searches for information that the FBI evidently made on Americans and for this database, basically. So that this happened on different occasions from what we understand. And so, yeah, this is a very significant finding.
Now, authorities across America are doing everything they can to make voting in person safer. And we're hearing about some different things that are being done, voting machines moved, you know, to where they're going to be 6 feet apart, and the stations 6 feet apart, and the people standing 6 feet apart. But they'll be able to make it a smooth running operation. All you'll have to do is just keep your distance, and away you go. Because obviously, voting in person is still the best way to go. You know, you voted.
Absolutely. And you know what, Captain? One of the things that I hear coming down the pike for today, and we're going to see if this actually does happen, and for example, in my area here in Orange County, California, we're supposed to be moving out of the purple color. This is Gavin Newsom's color coding scheme, basically. We're moving out of the purple color into the red color, and that means some good things for restaurants. They can reopen, dine in, 25% capacity, and so on. So one would think, Captain, that as we're able to begin relaxing, basically, and have these other interactions, that we should be able to go and vote and still be safe, and not be terrified by what so many on the Democrat side and even many in the media are trying to scare people into believing that they can only vote by mail or something like that, because, again, it plays right into their hands.
Hmm. Now, we know that the United States is making strong progress with its unemployment. According to the Secretary of Labor, Scalia, we saw it go from, 10.2 to 8.4 last week with 1.4 million jobs created. Both of those were a little bit better than what they thought was going to happen. And anytime it's better, that's good.
Well, absolutely. And again, this is the trend that we're seeing. And I think, generally speaking, Captain, I think that businesses are, well, of course, they're watching the election very closely, because they want to make sure that the predictable business environment, as predictable as it could be with the COVID-19 emergency thrown into the mix, and hopefully as we come out of it, but they're watching that very carefully. But here's what they know, though. Joe Biden has said he wants to raise the corporate tax. He wants to raise all this money. He wants to tax people making $400,000 a year. Well, there's a lot of small businesses, Captain, that make $400,000 a year or more, and they would, I think, fall into that category. They would be damaged by Joe Biden's tax plans. And of course, then the business environment itself would become very unpredictable with all kinds of new regulation, and government knows best. And building back better, what the heck does that even mean when it comes to trying to come out of COVID-19?
Who is Alexei Navalny?
He's the guy who's got poisoned, as I recall, right?
He's the Russian opposition leader that was poisoned, right?
Yeah.
He was in a coma, correct?
That's right, yeah.
He suddenly came out of the coma yesterday. His condition's much improved, and I think the Russians are probably worried about whether or not he's going to talk about who might have done that to him.
Well, right. Well, it according to these reports, the tests show that he was poisoned with a Soviet-era nerve agent. Yeah, so this is the kind of stuff.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, they would have been used in the past. So this ups the ante considerably as to exactly what happened to him and probably why. Yeah, exactly.
Now, we heard the president yesterday slam the rioting that's going on in the radical left Democratic-led cities that are still not able to maintain control. And once again, we heard him say that if you can't control your cities, we'll control it for you. Obviously, he can't just send the military in there unless they declare an insurrection, use the Insurrection Act there. And that's not going to happen unless it's really, really, really worse than what I think we're seeing right now. But what do you think about the possibility of the Insurrection Act being activated somewhere along the line here?
Well, I know that the president, Captain, had said just very recently he didn't want to use it. That was, it would not be his wishes, basically. But I think you're right. It depends on the situation. Everything is on the table. But what it points out, I think it points out a couple of things. Number one, the Democrat governments in these cities, they're not willing to really go to the mat and protect the people, the innocent people of the city. They're not willing to protect the property. They just have given up in the sense of they're trying to reestablish law and order, and I think there's some political reasons thrown in there, waiting out this election cycle. But on the other hand, it also shows something too, Captain. President Trump isn't Hitler. He's not a fascist. He's not willing to, he's not trying to lower the boom with the military on the American people or any of these kinds of things that we hear about, you know, a lot of this rhetoric that goes around. President Trump is actually showing an awful lot of restraint. He's trying to point out the facts of the situation. He's trying to call it like it is. He's not willing to go to that step just yet.
Now, we talked about the economy, we talked about jobs getting better, but factories now are hiring more workers. I saw something yesterday about another several thousand jobs for the different factories around the country, especially in the Midwest. They are willing now to pay more money to lure workers as the joblessness starts to fall. Now they have to be a little bit more selective, so they're offering more money to get people to go to work in the factories.
Well, exactly. And, of course, we've got a lot more e-commerce going on. A lot of people are ordering stuff off, obviously, and so that I think also helps to drive a lot of this, a lot of these kinds of things, and they're definitely having to make those kinds of allowances to get people to work, and that's a good thing because now it's more and more competitive, and things are expanding. That's good.
Yeah, and we're getting ready to take a break. But, folks, when we come back, I'm going to tell you something about former Marine General John Kelly and what one of his aides had to say yesterday, because this is very important to things, and this goes, again, totally against the grain in what the Democrats are telling you and what we were led to believe by the mainstream media that's out there, once again, throwing a bunch of crap our way. And, Kyle, I know you're going to want to hear about this.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And by the way, for you folks that are trucking up there tonight along I-80, I-70, going west of I-25 and I-25 north and south, up into, I-90 and I-94, the higher elevations, 6,000 feet and up, you're going to get snow, and the higher up you go, the more snow you're going to get. So be prepared. And up there in North Dakota, it's really going to get cold, and northern Minnesota too. It's really going to get cold up there, so be ready for winter, which is making its return right now with an early fall storm. So there you go. All right, Kyle Warren and I will be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. And don't forget, this show is all about we the people, and what we the people can do, because we're the bosses of applesauce. Don't go nowhere. We're coming right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
USA Radio News with John Hunt. U.S. Navy continues searching for a sailor who went missing from the aircraft carrier USS Nimitz during its patrol of the Northern Arabian Sea amid current tensions with Iran. The crew aboard the Nimitz sound the man overboard alert on Sunday after being unable to find the sailor aboard that nuclear-powered aircraft carrier. The Nimitz is America's oldest aircraft carrier in active service, and it has over 5,000 sailors and Marines. The Nimitz, whose home port is Bremerton, Washington, has been in the Arabian Sea since late July. It replaced the USS Dwight D. Eisenhower, which had spent months in the Arabian Sea on its deployment that saw the carrier break the Navy's previous at-sea record. Navy officials continue to limit port calls during the ongoing coronavirus pandemic. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
And I talked to Wayne Allen Root on Friday. He's writing another book. So we'll see another book coming out here probably before Christmas is what he told me, but we'll see. By the way, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Two Guys Gun and Knife Shows. And, you know, we had another big one down there in Sarasota the week before. We were in Largo. We're going down this week to Port Charlotte down there at the Charlotte County Fairgrounds, right across the street from Burt's Harley, as well as the Tampa Bay Rays spring training down there, the Charlotte Stone Crabs. Now, I will tell you that Saturday, 9 to 5, is the hours, and on Sunday, 9 to 3. Now, I'll be there Saturday from 9 to 2, looking forward to meeting another group of people down there like we did before, meeting a lot of listeners from down there in the South Country, and appreciate that from our affiliates down below Sarasota as well as Sarasota. And all you got to do is come over to the Charlotte County Fairground and stop on by 9 to 3 Sunday, 9 to 5 Saturday. Now, the concealed carry class on Saturday goes off at 2 p.m. and on Sunday, 1 p.m. So if you want to take the class to get your concealed carry permit, that's what you do. And you can get that all taken care of while you're there. And again, I'll be giving away some free stuff, so look forward to seeing you. Now, you can shop the most modern, up-to-date guns as well as tactical equipment. Don't forget about the private collections that are there. And guess what? You also might see some fishing poles and some bows and arrows and some great military surplus stuff and some hardware, outdoor camping stuff and all that. So you just never know what you're going to find there. So stop on by Saturday,
9 to 5, Sunday, 9 to 3, Charlotte County Fairgrounds, Two Guys Gun and Knife Show. All right, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, a top General Kelly aide made a comment about the Atlantic hit piece. Did you hear it?
No, I didn't. What did he say?
He said, it's absolutely not true. The president did not call anybody a loser.
I believe that. I don't think it's in his character to do that. Absolutely.
No. And this is something that we have to understand. These people are coming out now. You've got people like Zach Fuentes, the former White House Deputy Chief of Staff. You've got people like Dan Walsh, former White House Deputy Chief of Staff. Derek Lyons, Staff Secretary and Counselor to the President. Tony Amato, the White House Deputy Chief of Staff and at that time head of the Secret Service's Presidential Protective Detail. And you got Jamie McCourt, the U.S. Ambassador to France and Monaco. Stephen Miller, White House Senior Advisor. The list goes on. John Bolton, the former National Security Advisor. Johnny Stefano, former Counselor to the President. Jordan Kareem, former personal aide to President Trump. Dan Scavino, White House Deputy Chief of Staff for Communications. Hogan Gidley, the former White House Deputy Press Secretary. Sarah Sanders, the former White House Press Secretary. Those people have all come out and they said it didn't happen.
Well, exactly right. And, you know, Captain, see, that's, you know, I think in the news business we call that like an avalanche of people who are just simply saying the exact opposite of what the Atlantic purports that was said.
Let's put this in perspective. You've got unnamed anonymous sources accusing the president of saying something. And you've got 20 people saying it never happened.
That's right. And one of those people, of course, is John Bolton, who doesn't like President Trump very much. But shows by his, recounting of what he did know about that particular change of itinerary and the reason it was a weather issue, I think it just absolutely at the very first began to annihilate that whole notion. And you're right, Captain, the idea of anonymous sources, I mean, if this is really true and it's this big a deal, well, then those anonymous sources, wouldn't they be hailed as heroes by the left-wing media people and stuff? I mean, why are they still hiding? That's a good question.
Why is Biden hiding?
But why wouldn't they come forward? Because,
yeah.
Again, this story is there, but it's anonymous sources, but it's only being used as the Democrats for a springboard.
Now, I want you to hold on to something. Get a grip on something. You ready?
Absolutely.
Congresswoman Ilhan Omar from Minnesota has called the riots, and this is a quote, an uprising over centuries of racial neglect and oppression, end of quote.
Oh, wow. Well, she's got to try to get in there somewhere, I think, in terms of trying to become relevant in this whole thing. But,
well, she may be in trouble up there in Minnesota.
Well, I think so, for her political run and everything, but it's just one of those things, Captain. It's like, does that help to tamp down the violence and all the problems, or does that seem to be very incendiary, trying to give people, I think wrongly, the idea that, hey, it's fine, let's go out and then riot some more, and because we deserve it, or something like, I mean, she's not doing the right thing here.
And then before I take the caller, I was going to take the caller, caller's gone, before I was going to take the caller on the line here, get this one. There are still no NFL teams that want to hire Colin Kaepernick.
Well,
boo-hoo, wah-wah.
Well, you know what? He's done a lot of this to himself because, wouldn't you say, because when he did his workout and then changed the workout location and all that, I mean, that didn't go over well, I think, for his audition, basically, to get back into the game. This is a merit-based thing, and I think that he just kind of really, showed his potential employers, hey, I may not be the right hire here because I'm always going to have these kind of weird things happen.
Now, file this next one under social justice jackasses. You ready?
Yep.
The United Nations now says, and this is a quote, everything bad in history was a man's fault.
Well, you know, this is the kind of stuff that I really don't like in terms of historical perspectives on things.
The UN of all people?
Yeah, well, but that's only doing that. That's just being a massive pander bear.
Yeah. And then I got something that I pulled out of my hat here, like a rabbit in a hat, right?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
The United States Navy has canceled Catholic masses at Navy bases, but is continuing other religious services. I wonder what's going on here.
Well, that seems to be really...
that's odd. That's really odd. That's coming from Breitbart.
That is very, very strange. I can't imagine the reasoning behind something like that. Because you're going to have sailors, you know, who want to be able to attend seriously held religious belief services. Why cut that out? That doesn't seem to be fair or right.
Yeah, and I know your favorite female singer, Cardi B, is at it again. You ready?
Yep.
She's raging about the racist MAGA supporters. You know, the people with the red hats, Make America Great Again.
Yeah.
After her sister was apparently harassed in the Hamptons because she was wearing a Black Lives Matter shirt.
Huh. Well, I don't know all the details on that story, but obviously, you know, hopefully nobody's going to harass anybody. But
how about just put it underneath La La Land?
Yeah, well, exactly.
I mean, these people, you know, I mean, what do you expect? You're going to go to the Hamptons. We're talking about the Hamptons. And you're going to wear a shirt that says Black Lives Matter. Don't you think somebody might say something?
Yeah, and by the way, I don't know, is the rule nobody can say anything about anything unless you're simply trashing so-called MAGA supporters or something like that. That's okay to do. Yeah.
Or knock them down in the street.
Yeah, we've seen so many things that, and these things don't get circulated, by the way, on the television news a lot. You don't see these kinds of things, but you do see them on social media. They're actual real videos. And unfortunately, I mean, what's going on the streets is very, very disturbing. And it just goes to show, Captain, you know, some people should be able to say their political idea, whatever it is, no matter how crazy it is or any of these kinds of things, without fear of reprisal, and that's what's unfortunately going out the window. We're not able to simply exist in the same world and say I like this and I don't like that, or I believe this and I don't believe that, and without somebody evidently getting threatened, and that's not the way we should be doing our
society. And finally, a Saudi court has convicted 8 people charged in the Khashoggi killing, and I'm being told they're going to go to prison. They're not going to be executed for what they did, but that was a pretty gruesome crime.
Yeah, I mean, that's very surprising to me. Yeah, that it's not more severe.
Well, they're probably getting paid to go to jail. That's the way things work over there. Okay, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with our next Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J nearest you. We'll tell you about that snow out west and tell you about the wildfires and the problems that's creating. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600. And tell us, what's on your mind?
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government, or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
And thank you very much, Donna Fiducia. We appreciate you doing that very much for us. And Donna's up there, Carrollton, Georgia, way listening to us up there. And that's just up the road. It's Chad Vitt from Fort Benning, Georgia. Big hoo-ah out there to everybody at Fort Benning, Georgia. And this hour's Truckers Highway and Bible Report, as always, brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J. Nearest you, pull on in there, get yourself a free hot cup of coffee. Just tell me you were listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. And here's Leland Martin.
Roll truck, roll down the interstate. Grab another gear for another day's pay. 5 weeks on the road's been rough. Two more to go before he can let up. chickens out of Arkansas when he was green. With a worn-out cracker box of DMC. Now with a tricked-out Pete, he cuts a new path. He earned it, man. He's a working class.
All righty, that's Leland Martin somewhere up here in Canada, probably because he's from Canada, and he's probably sticking on his side of the border because... If he comes over to this side, he's got to quarantine for 2 weeks, and they're not doing that very, very well, very good anymore. Now, here's the deal, okay? I just got, and Kyle, are you there?
I'm here, yes.
I just got a message from Trucker Rick in Salina, Kansas. Wait till you hear this one.
Mm-hmm.
He says, Captain, I heard your weather report. I am headed up into the snow, and I don't have any winter clothes, so I pulled into the... I pulled into the Walmart. I bought long underwear. I bought a sweater. I bought a long sleeve shirt, and I bought a winter coat.
All right, very cool.
He says he drives for Triple C. And he says thanks very much for giving me the heads up. Otherwise, I would have driven into that mess, and that would have been the end of it for me because I would have froze. and he's down here from our area in Florida, and he's on a juice run up there, hauling juice for. Tropicana. So, Trucker Rick, nice to hear from you. And he's driving for Triple C. He's driving for Schaefer Trucking. Alrighty, now, a powerful cold front will plunge into the south central plains and produce a number of hazards, including an early season snowstorm for the central Rockies, 6,000 feet and up. Higher you go, the more snow you get. Now, you can expect significant accumulations with gusty winds in the higher elevations of Wyoming and Colorado, and now going up into parts of Idaho. I will tell you the winds will be approaching 50 miles an hour in some of those mountain passes with the snow. So for crying out loud, you got to be right. Meanwhile, widespread critical fire weather conditions are likely across the west from the northwest through California into the southwest, and you take it away there.
Well, thank you, Captain. We're going to start up in Washington right now, Captain. We've got fire weather warnings in the western part of the state covering Seattle. And as we travel down the 5 freeway, the 5 Interstate 5, heading in towards Portland, we've got high wind warnings. So if you're in the Portland area tonight, you've got some high winds there. Speaking of high winds, Santa Ana winds are returning to California over
Wonderful.
Tuesday and Wednesday. That's right. This is going to spell havoc, of course, Captain, for the fires that are building
now.
The Creek Fire, the Bobcat Fire. It is not going to be very, very helpful, obviously, and especially in the area where those people still remain trapped in the Fresno area, in the Lake Edison and China Peak areas there. So hopefully those winds won't deal too much trouble for the helicopters as they try to get them in the morning. But if you're in the southern part of Southwest, I should say, Phoenix area, you've got fire weather warnings. Moving on over to the Southern California desert area, right now in Palm Springs, it's 87. It was over 100 just earlier, but look for it to be about 103 during the daytime. Moving up through Las Vegas, looks like they're going to have temperatures in the mid to high 90s. And then as we move up through Nevada, Captain, fire weather warnings throughout almost the entire state. So if you travel along I-80, for example, heading towards Reno, you've got those fire weather warnings. This is happening all through the state, the western parts of Oregon and Washington, all through California. And so, again, those winds are the things that we're really going to be watching. And, of course, we'll see how they pan out over Tuesday and Wednesday. Right now in Cajon Pass, it's 84 degrees. Winds are about 13 miles per hour. Smooth traffic if you're traveling down the 15.
Okay, well, here we go. Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. Over east, you got a hard freeze warning all the way down to just about Bozeman, Montana. You got a frost warning in the central part of Idaho tonight. You got high winds over to the east part of Idaho. Now, Bozeman, Montana, down into Wyoming. All of Wyoming, if it's not under a winter storm warning, it's under a winter storm watch or a freeze watch or warning. There's a lot of snow across I-80 tonight, I-25 north-south up to the Montana line, all the way down to just north of Albuquerque in the higher elevations coming out of Albuquerque. So you will be into some snow, lots of it, if you're going I-25 north-south from northern New Mexico all the way up to the Montana border, I-70,
Denver, Metroplex Denver, you be prepared today. You're going to have snow for the next couple of days. Kyle was 101 degrees in Omaha, in Denver 2 days ago, but it's going to be in the 20s by tomorrow.
Yeah, it is really a precipitous drop, absolutely.
Yep.
Yeah.
And, of course, you got a hard freeze warning up in North Dakota. That goes over into parts of the western part of Minnesota. And you got a freeze watch and a frost warning over all the way to Duluth, northern Minnesota tonight. Twin Cities included in that. Some rain in the northeastern part of Michigan tonight. You've got some thunderstorm watches and warnings across I-70 in Ohio and the central part of Illinois, as well as the central part of Indiana around Indianapolis. And Kyle, tell us how we can hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, everybody. We appreciate him. And boy, this is the first early snow of the year up there, Denver. You got to learn how to drive again. And if we hear somebody hollering hole as they smack into the next car, I think we'll know what happened there. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com is with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
Gee, where to start with you? How about Saudi Arabia saying to the United States, we would like to normalize relations with Israel, but first there must be a Palestinian state. Here we go again.
We already have a Palestinian state.
Is it Cleveland? Where is it? Just kidding.
Well, yeah. I mean, how much does Israel have to keep giving up? So if they want territory, then okay, they can have the territory that you know, Hamas has right now, and then give, you know, that back to Israel. How about that?
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess, right?
No, yeah, I mean, it's, but, you know, people really need to go look at the history of the Palestinians. You know, every single Palestinian is a protected person. You know, they are protected in their own area. I mean, it's kind of like they have their own wing, their own department at the United Nations. What does that tell you? So, you know, I don't believe that there's going to be a two-state solution. Not, certainly not anytime soon at all. But if you look at Israel and how Israel is divided up, I mean, it's kind of ludicrous. And then I would suggest to the listeners, go look and see what Palestine encompasses. If you want a Palestinian state or territory, just go over to Jordan. There are more Palestinians in Jordan than there are in Israel.
Yeah.
I rest my case.
How about, well, we'll talk about it when we come back, because I do want to talk about this court case yesterday with this Saudi Arabian guy that got killed, Khashoggi. They convicted 8 guys. Apparently, they're going to send him to jail. But anyway, hold that thought. We'll find out what it is you're going to do with them. And then there's a couple other things here before we get into the mix. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming right back with more. Kathy, it's your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time.
That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.